Welcome to Zikhu Dafsi, Mani Mamra by Ram Goldar, Anthony Mursakas Baba Basra, Dafku Samach Hey, the 10th Parak, Get Pashut. So the three Dafs are going to focus on number one, the Mishnah Dafkuf Samach Amad Alef. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, we follow the Minhag Medina regarding writing Get Makusher or Get Pashut. Since the Tanakhama also agrees that we follow Minhag Medina, Rav Ashi explains, in a location where they write a Get Pashut, and he asked the Sofer to write one, but he wrote a Get Makusher, all agree it's invalid. The same applies in the reverse case, where the local custom is to write a Get Makusher, and he requested one, but the Sofer wrote a Get Pashut. The argument is where both types of shtaros are written, and he told the Sofer to write a Get Pashut, but he wrote a Get Makusher. The Tanakhama holds a Kepeda. The person was particular that it should be Pashut, and the shtar is invalid, whereas Rav Shimon Gamliel holds Mara Makim Huo. He was merely showing the Sofer the way he can write it, meaning the simpler option, but would certainly be satisfied if the Sofer would trouble himself to write the more complicated Get Makusher. Abai names two more Tanaim who hold Mara Makim Huo. Point number two, the Mishnah Daf Kuf Samach Amud Aleph states that a Get Pashut with only one aid signed or a Get Makusher with two aidim is invalid. The Gemara asks that the first ruling is obvious, and Abai says it teaches that even aid Echad B'Ksav, the aid Echad B'Peh, one witness in writing in a shtar and one witness who testifies the same verbally, is still invalid. The Rashbam explains that although their aidus is combined to prove there was a loan, it's not a valid shtar. So the borrower can claim he paid without retrieving the shtar, and the lender cannot collect from sold property. A Maimar rules a document valid with a single aid signed and another aid testifying verbally, and he explains that the Mishnah's purpose was to teach that a Get Makusher with only two aidim is biblically invalid, like a Get Pashut with a single aid. Amemar says that Rabbi Yirmiyahu was asked about combining Eid Echad B'Ksav, the Eid Echad B'Peh, and they clarified that the question is only according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, who holds that two Eidim testifying about different events can be combined to establish a common fact. Rabbi Yirmiyahu responded he was unworthy to answer but learned toward saying they can be combined. And point number three, Rav Ashi told Amemar he had a different version of the inquiry posed to Rabbi Yirmiyahu. If two Eidim testified, each in a different basin, Maushi Yabou Basin, Eitzel Basin, Meet Starfu, what's the halacha regarding whether one basin can come to the other basin and combine to rule based on the joint testimony? This question is only relevant according to Rabbi Nassim, who holds that testimony of Eidim who testified separately can be combined. Can their testimony even be combined from different Bate Din? To this, Rabbi Yirmiyahu answered that he leans towards saying they can be combined. Mar Bar Chiya had a third version of the inquiry. If two Eidim testified in one basin, then again in two more Batei Din, Maushi Yavo Echem Kol Basin Meet Starfu, what's the halach regarding whether one judge from each basin can come and combine to form a new basin and rule based on the Eidus? Again, the inquiry is only relevant according to Rabbi Nassin, and again Rabbi Yirmiyahu leaned towards allowing the combination. So once again, the three points are number one. In the Mishnah Daf Kuf Samach Amud Alef, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, we followed the Minhag Medina regarding writing a Get Makusher or Get Pashut. Since the Tanakhama also agrees that we follow Minhag Medina, Rav Ashi explains, in a location where they write a Get Pashut, and he asked the Sofer to write one, but he wrote a Get Makusher, all agree it's invalid. The same applies in the reverse case, where the local custom is to write a Get Makusher, and he requested one, but the Sofer wrote a Get Pashut. The argument is where both types of shtaros are written, and he told the Sofer to write a Get Pashut, but he wrote a Get Makusher. The Tanakhama holds a Kepeda. The person was particular that it should be Pashut, and the shtar is invalid, whereas Rav Shimon Gamliel holds Mara Makim Huo. He was merely showing the Sofer the way he can write it, meaning the simpler option, but would certainly be satisfied if the Sofer would trouble himself to write the more complicated Get Makusher. Abai names two more Tanaim who hold Mara Makim Huo. Point number two, the Mishnah Daf Kuf Samach Amud Aleph states that a Get Pashut with only one aid signed or a Get Makusher with two aidim is invalid. The Gemara asks that the first ruling is obvious, and Abai says it teaches that even aid Echad B'Ksav, the aid Echad B'Peh, one witness in writing in a shtar and one witness who testifies the same verbally, is still invalid. The Rashbam explains that although their aidus is combined to prove there was a loan, it's not a valid shtar. So the borrower can claim he paid without retrieving the shtar, and the lender cannot collect from sold property. A Maimar rule is a document valid with a single aid signed and another aid testifying verbally, and he explains that the Mishnah's purpose was to teach that a Get Makusher with only two aidim is biblically invalid, like a Get Pashut with a single aid. Amemar says that Rabbi Yirmiyahu was asked about combining Eid Echad B'Ksav, the Eid Echad B'Peh, and they clarified that the question is only according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, who holds that two Eidim testifying about different events can be combined to establish a common fact. Rabbi Yirmiyahu responded he was unworthy to answer but learned toward saying they can be combined. And point number three, Rav Ashi told on Maimor he had a different version of the inquiry posed to Rabbi Yirmiyah. If two Edim testified, each in a different basin, Maushi Yabou basin, Eitzel basin, via Starfu. What's the halacha regarding whether one basin can come to the other basin and combine to rule based on the joint testimony? This question is only relevant according to Rabbi Nassim, who holds that testimony of Edim who testified separately can be combined. Can their testimony even be combined from different Batei Din? To this, Rabbi Yirmiyah answered that he leans towards saying they can be combined. Mar Bar Chiya had a third version of the inquiry. If two Edim testified in one basin, then again in two more Batei Din, Maushi Yavo Echem Kol Basin Yitzdarfu. What's the halacha regarding whether one judge from each basin can come and combine to form a new basin and rule based on the Edus? Again, the inquiry is only relevant according to Rabbi Nassim, and again Rabbi Yirmiyah leaned towards allowing the combination. All right, so now we go to Rasim Daf Kusamach Hey, and we had a number of different suggestions. We're going to go with the suggestion that comes from Ben Zion Spitz from Alon Shvut, as well as from Lirun Ronen from Dallas, Texas. They both suggested that Kusamach Hey is a husky dog. That's Kusamach Hey backwards, Hey Samach Kuf, a husky dog. So we're going to use Siberian huskies for the Simon. So thank you very much, Ben Zion and Lirun. So here goes. After the Siberian Huskies handling service delivered a Get Mekusher and not a Get Pashtet that was ordered, and the next jar they were dropping off only had one signature, the owner offered to testify verbally as a second aid, but then decided to have his testimony combined with another Siberian Husky owner who testified about the same thing in a different base then. Once again, slow motion. After the Siberian Huskies handling service, Siberian Huskies? That must be on Duff Kuf Samachay. Backwards. After the Siberian Huskies handling service delivered a Get Mekusher and a Get Pashut that was ordered, which reminds us, there's a machlokas in a place where both types of shtaros, a Get Pashut and Get Mekusher, are written. And one told the sofer to write a Get Pashut, but he wrote a Get Mekusher. The Tanakhama holds Kveda. The person was particular that it should be a Pashut, and the shtar is invalid. Whereas Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds Mara Makam Hulo. He was merely showing the sofer the way he can write it, meaning the simpler option, but would certainly be satisfied if the sofer would trouble himself to write the more complicated Get Mekusher. Abaye names two more tanaim who hold Mara Makam Hulo. So after the Siberian Huskies handling service delivered a Get Mekusher and not a Get Pashut that was ordered, and the next jar they were dropping off only had one signature, the owner offered to testify verbally as a second aid, which reminds us the Gemara discusses combining Eid Echot Beksav the Eid Echot Bepeh. So after the Siberian Huskies handling service delivered a Get Mekusher and not a Get Pashut that was ordered, and the next jar they were dropping off only had one signature, the owner offered to testify verbally as a second aid, but then decided to have his testimony combined with another Siberian Husky owner who testified about the same thing in a different base, and which reminds us, Rav Ashi told Amemar he had a different version of the inquiry posed for Rabbi Yirmiyah. If two Edim testified, each in a different basin, Maushi Yavo basin, Eitzel basin, V'yitzdarfu, what is the halach regarding whether one basin can come to the other basin and combine to rule based on the joint Edus? This question is only relevant according to Rabbi Nassim, who holds that testimony of Edim who testified separately can be combined. Can their Edus even be combined from different Batei Din? To this, Rabbi Yirmiyah answered that he leans towards saying they can be combined. So once again, after the Siberian Huskies handling service delivered a Get Mekusher and not a Get Pashut that was ordered, and the next jar they were dropping off only had one signature, the owner offered to testify verbally as the second aid, but then decided to have his aidus combined with another Siberian Husky owner who testified about the same thing in a different base then. All right, so now it's time for Four Blabach Hazara, Daf Kuf Samachov. So the simmer Daf Kuf Samachov is a kisei, a chair. So here goes. The aid of signing on a Get Mekusher lying flat on a massive chair. Chair? That must be Daf Kuf Samachov. Kisei. The aid of signing on a Get Mekusher lying flat on a massive chair were instructed to sign from the bottom up, starting at the end of the text, which reminds us, Rav Chisa explained that according to Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba, the aid of do not sign parallel to the text in front. Rather, the aid of sign from the bottom to the top, perpendicular to the text. Since their signatures begin opposite the end of the text, it cannot be added to. So the Edim signing on a Get Mekusher lying flat on a massive chair were instructed to sign from the bottom up, starting at the end of the text, and not to worry about anyone cutting off the bottom, because no one in town named Yaakov signs like that, which reminds us. The Gemara asks that perhaps there'll be a clause in the last line which is harmful to the holder of the shtar, and he'll cut it off. Although he will likely cut off the Reuven, the first name of the aid signed behind that line, it will still be valid with the remaining signature, which states Ben Yaakov aid, because such a signature is valid. The Gemara answers that Reuven and Ben are written opposite one line of text, and both will be removed if he cuts off a line, leaving him with only Yaakov aid. The Gemara asks that perhaps it will still be validated based on the assumption that Yaakov signed the shtar. It answers that aid is not written, and Yaakov alone is not a valid signature, or it's recognized that this is not the signature of anyone named Yaakov. So, the aid of signing on a Gyatso Kusho lying flat on a massive chair were instructed to sign from the bottom up, starting at the end of the text, and not to worry about anyone cutting off the bottom because no one in town named Yaakov signs like that, and no one would use her father's name because if he wouldn't sit in his chair, he certainly wouldn't use his name. Which reminds us, there's no concern that a son signs using his father's name, even as a symbol instead of a signature, for that would be chutzpahdik. Daf Kuf Samach Beis. So the simur Daf Kuf Samach Beis is Kesef. So here goes. The silver coin sofer. Silver coin sofer. That must be on Daf Kuf Samach Beis. Kesef. The silver coin sofer used two silver coins to measure if there are two lines of space in the shtar before the witness's signatures that needed to be filled. Which reminds us, Rav Yochanan says, Sarach sheyachzer minyano shel shtar b'shita achrona. One is required to repeat the basic elements of the shtar in the last line and not write any new information. Rav Amram explains, lefi she'enu lemedim b'shita achrona, because we do not learn anything from the last line. The Rashbam explains that Eidim typically leave some space between the text and their signatures, which would enable someone to add a fraudulent line into the text. Therefore, any new information contained in the last line of a shtar is disregarded. So the silver coin sofer used two silver coins to measure if there are two lines of space in the shtar before the witness's signatures that needed to be filled, and determined that the shtar was valid since there was only a line and a half of space, which reminds us, Gemara learns that a shtar with a line and a half of empty space is kosher. So the silver coin sofer used two silver coins to measure if there are two lines of space in the shtar before the witness's signatures that needed to be filled, and determined that the shtar was valid since there's only a line and a half of space, was informed by a rav that a relative of one of the parties can be used to sign on the shtar to fill up the space, provided there were other qualified aiding who had signed, which reminds us. The previous brisa continues that if a shtar had four or five signatures, v'nimsa echem mehem karov upasul, and one of them was discovered to be a relative of one of the parties or a disqualified aid, tiskayim eidus b'shar, the testimony is upheld through the other valid witnesses. Although ordinarily, if one witness in a group is found ineligible, the entire group's testimony is disqualified, here we assume that these invalid aidim sign only to fill an empty space left in the shtar and not for the purpose of testifying. Daf Kuf Samach Gimel. So the simur Daf Kuf Samach Gimel is Coast Guard. The Coast Guard. The Coast Guard. That must be more Daf Kuf Samach Gimel. The Coast Guard searching for the sofer who wrote an invalid shtar, leaving a three-space gap with a lamed in the top line and a chaf in the bottom line, which reminds us, the Gemara asks if the two-line gap, which invalidates a shtar, includes space between the lines. And Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said, "Mistaber dehenva aviran." It's logical that it means them and their space, because otherwise, l'may chazya, for what is the gap useful, since there is insufficient space for two normal lines of writing? The Gemara brings numerous opinions, one of them being that of Ula, who required enough space for a lamed in the top line and a chaf in the bottom line, meaning a total of three spaces. So the Coast Guard searching for the sofer who wrote an invalid shtar, leaving a three-space gap with a lamed in the top line and a chaf in the bottom line, found a valid shtar in a bottle floating in the water that had a multiple-line gap between the witness's signature and basin certification, which reminds us, Rav says that a two-line gap only invalidates a shtar where the gap is between the text and the signatures of Obein Edim L'Asharta, but if the space is between the witness's signatures and basin certification, even a lot of blank space is valid. So the Coast Guard searching for the sofer who wrote an invalid shtar, leaving a three-space gap with a lamed in the top line and a chaf in the bottom line, found a valid shtar in a bottle floating in the water that had a multiple-line gap between the witness's signature and basin certification, and a psak in a second bottle that ruled that a shtar with even a space of a single line between them is possible, which reminds us. Rav Yochanan disagreed with Rav and said that if space is left between the signatures and basin certification, afil shita achas pasul, even a single line is invalid. The reason is that the holder might cut off the text and signatures of the shtar and write whatever he wants and forward signatures on the single line of space above the certification, because Rav Yochanan holds a shtar that comes with its text and signatures on a single line is valid. Kuf Samach Dalad. So the simur daf Kuf Samach Dalad is desk. That's Kuf Samach Dalad backwards. So here goes. When the man behind the huge desk, that must be on Daf Kuf Samach Dalad, read backwards. When the man behind the huge desk piled high with shtaros, written and signed on erased paper, which reminds us, Rav said, Shtar bohu ve'edav al-machak kasher, a document which comes forward with its text and its edim signatures on erased parchment is valid. So when the man behind the huge desk, piled high with shtaros, written and signed on erased paper, opened up a get makusha, making it a get pashut, and was reprimanded because the date was wrong, which reminds us, in the Mishnah Daf Kuf Samach Amud Aleph, Rabbi Hanina ben Gamliel said, a get makusha can be unbound and made into a get pashut. Rabbi objected that the dating system of these two types of shtaros are different because a get pashut is written according to the actual year of the king's reign, whereas a get makusha is post-dated by an additional year, Malch Shana Moni Lo Shtaim, if If he reigned 1 year, they count 2 years for him in the shtar. Shtaim, Moni Lo Gimel. If he reigned 2 years, they count 3 for him. The Rashbam explains that the nations counted their king's years this way, and again, Mekusher follows this method to increase the difficulty of its preparation. So when the man behind the huge desk, piled high with shtaros, written and signed on erased paper, opened up a Get Mekusher making it a Get Pashut, and was reprimanded because the date was wrong, he replied that he didn't write it, Rabbi Yehuda Chayata did, and was over on Lashon Hara, which reminds us, Rebbe once looked disapprovingly at his son, Rabbi Shimon, displeased with the writing of a Get Mekusher, but Rabbi Shimon protested, I didn't write it, Rabbi Yehuda Chayata wrote it. Rebbe replied, Klach Malashon Hara Hazeh, turn away from this Lashon Hara. In another incident, Rebbe admired the writing of Sefer Tehillim, and Rabbi Shimon replied that he didn't write it, but Rabbi Yehuda Chayata did. And Rebbe again said, Klach Malashon Hara Hazeh, although this was praise, it may not be said, as taught in a brisa, Lo'olam al yasapar adam tovaso shel chavero. A person should never speak too much about his friend's good qualities, because from discussing his good qualities may come discussing his bad qualities. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which daf do we learn a Get Mekusher is postdated by 1 year? That's on daf Kuf Samach Dalet. Good. Number two, which daf in Rabbi Yochanan holds that even a single space between the witnesses' signatures and basin certification is invalid? That's on daf Kuf Samach Gimel. Good. Number three, which daf do we have Malchokas in a case where one requests a Get Pashut and the sofer writes a Get Mekusher, or vice versa? That's on daf Kuf Samach Hey. Good. Number four, which daf do we have there's no concern that a son signs using his father's name, even as a simon? That's on daf Kuf Samachov. Good. Number five, which daf do we discuss combining testimonies given in different Batei Din? That's on daf Kuf Samach Hey. Good. Number six, which daf do we learn that there are three averos that one is not saved from every day? Yihiru Avera, Yun Tfila, and Lashon Hara. That's on daf Kuf Samach Dal. Good. Number seven, which daf do we learn that shtar with a line and a half of empty space is valid? That's on daf Kuf Samach Beis. Good. Number eight, which daf do you learn one can inherit his grandfather directly, not through his father? That's on daf Kuf Nun Tes. Good. Number nine, which daf do you learn a Get Mekusher was instituted by the Rabban to hopefully calm down Kohanim who would impulsively want to divorce their wives? That's on daf Kuf Samach. Good. Number ten, which daf do you discuss combining Eid Echad B'Ksav ve'Eid Echad B'Ped? That's on daf Kuf Samach Hey. Excellent. That was today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.